This audio edition is copyright Web Fusion Publications, all rights reserved. Unauthorized reproduction or distribution is prohibited. The Future Human, written by Charles Henry Thomas, an audio edition from Web Fusion Publications. 1. The Augmented Present. Humanity often imagines the future as something distant, gleaming cities, cybernetic bodies, and technologies that feel more like fantasy than fact. Yet the truth is far quieter and far more intimate. The future human is not waiting in some far-off century. It is already emerging in hospitals, clinics, and operating theaters around the world. Every year, millions of people receive enhancements that would have been considered miraculous only a generation ago. Artificial joints restore mobility to those whose natural ones have worn away. Engineered lenses return clarity to eyes clouded by age. Stents and pacemakers keep the heart's rhythm steady. Robotic surgeons perform procedures with precision no human hand could match, leaving behind barely a trace. These are not speculative technologies. They are the lived reality of modern medicine, and they mark the beginning of a profound shift in what it means to be human. My own life is a testament to this transformation. Over the years, I have received enhancements that quietly rewrote my future. 2 artificial knees, new lenses in my eyes, a heart stent, and a robotic kidney procedure so precise it left no scars at all. Even the discovery of my kidney cancer came through advanced imaging triggered by an unrelated condition, a reminder that technology now acts as both healer and guardian. Each intervention has extended not just my lifespan, but my quality of life, allowing me to remain active, creative, and deeply engaged with the world. We tend to think of evolution as something that unfolds over millennia. But in the age of augmentation, evolution has stepped into the present moment. The boundary between biology and technology is dissolving, not through dramatic leaps, but through steady, life-changing improvements that millions of people carry within them. The augmented human is not a futuristic ideal. It is us, right now, living longer, living better, and quietly becoming something new. 2. The Body Reimagined. The human body has always been a masterpiece of biological engineering, but for the first time in history, we are beginning to redesign it from the inside out. The technologies that support, repair, and enhance us are no longer crude or experimental. They are refined, reliable, and increasingly indistinguishable from the natural systems they replace. In many ways, the modern body is becoming a hybrid of biology and engineering, a quiet evolution unfolding in clinics and operating rooms around the world. Mechanical enhancements. Joint replacements are among the most widespread examples of human augmentation. Artificial knees and hips restore mobility to millions, allowing people to walk, climb, and live without the pain that once defined their later years. These engineered components are not mere substitutes. They often outperform the worn-out originals, offering strength, stability, and longevity that nature alone could not provide. Optical enhancements. The eyes, too, have entered a new era. Cataract surgery, once a daunting procedure, has become a routine transformation. Clouded lenses are replaced with crystal-clear artificial ones, restoring vision with remarkable precision. For many, this enhancement returns not just sight, but independence, the ability to read, drive, and navigate the world with confidence. Cardiovascular enhancements. Inside the body's most vital pathways, technology works with quiet determination. Stents keep arteries open, pacemakers maintain rhythm, and artificial valves ensure the heart's chambers function smoothly. These devices operate silently, often unnoticed by the people who depend on them, yet they represent some of the most profound, life-extending technologies ever created. Robotic precision. Perhaps the most striking advancement is the rise of robotic surgery. Systems like the Da Vinci platform allow surgeons to operate with microscopic accuracy, reducing trauma, speeding recovery, and in some cases leaving no visible scars at all. What once required large incisions and long hospital stays can now be achieved through tiny entry points, guided by robotic arms steadier than any human hand. Together, these enhancements form a picture of a species already in transition. We are not waiting for the future human to arrive, we are building it, piece by piece, through technologies that restore, refine, and sometimes surpass the capabilities we were born with. 3. Nanotechnology, the invisible revolution. For all the marvels of modern medicine, the most transformative technologies are the ones too small to see. Nanotechnology, engineering at the scale of molecules and atoms, is poised to reshape human health in ways that feel almost miraculous. Unlike mechanical joints or artificial lenses, nanotech doesn't sit on the body or replace worn-out parts. It works within the body, moving through the bloodstream, interacting with cells, and performing tasks once left entirely to biology. Nanobots as internal repair crews. Researchers are developing microscopic machines capable of navigating the body's internal landscape with astonishing precision. These nanobots could one day clear arterial plaque, repair damaged tissues, or even target cancer cells directly. Instead of invasive surgery, healing may become a matter of deploying tiny repair teams that work from the inside out. Targeted cancer destruction. Traditional cancer treatments often affect healthy cells along with malignant ones. Nanotechnology offers a different approach. Nanoparticles designed to seek out and destroy cancer cells while leaving surrounding tissue untouched. This shift from broad treatment to pinpoint accuracy could dramatically reduce side effects and improve outcomes. Real-time internal diagnostics. Imagine a future where the body continuously monitors itself. Nanoscopic sensors could circulate through the bloodstream, detecting early signs of disease long before symptoms appear. These internal sentinels might alert doctors, or even the patient, to subtle changes in chemistry, inflammation, or cellular stress. Early detection, once a matter of luck, could become a built-in feature of human biology. Smart drug delivery. Nanotechnology is revolutionizing how medications are delivered. Instead of flooding the entire body with drugs, smart nanoparticles can release medication only where it is needed, in the exact dose required. This precision reduces side effects, increases effectiveness, and opens the door to treatments tailored to each individual's biology. Regeneration at the cellular level. Some of the most ambitious research explores how nanostructures might stimulate the body's own regenerative abilities. From bone repair to nerve regeneration, nanotech could help rebuild tissues once considered permanently damaged. The line between healing and enhancement begins to blur as technology supports the body's natural processes in ways evolution never anticipated. Nanotechnology represents a profound shift in human evolution, not through visible augmentation, but through invisible integration. The future human may look much like the present one, yet carry within them an entire ecosystem of microscopic allies, working tirelessly to maintain health, repair damage, and extend vitality. 4. The mind enhanced. If the body is being reimagined through technology, the mind is poised for an even greater transformation. For centuries, human thought has been limited by biology, the speed of neurons, the fragility of memory, the boundaries of language. But new technologies are beginning to extend cognition itself, offering glimpses of a future where the human brain is no longer confined to its natural limits. Neural interfaces. Brain-computer interfaces are moving rapidly from science fiction into reality. Non-invasive headsets already allow users to control devices with thought alone, while implanted electrodes are restoring communication to people who have lost the ability to speak. These technologies hint at a future where humans interact with machines seamlessly, bypassing keyboards, screens, and even spoken words. Memory and cognitive augmentation. Research into digital memory support and neural stimulation suggests that the brain's natural weaknesses may one day be reinforced. Forgetfulness could be countered by external memory systems, while cognitive decline might be slowed or reversed through targeted stimulation. The mind, once vulnerable to age and disease, may become resilient and adaptive. AI-assisted thinking. Artificial intelligence is already extending human cognition by analyzing data, generating insights, and offering solutions faster than any individual could achieve alone. As these systems become more integrated, they may act as cognitive partners, amplifying creativity, problem-solving, and decision-making. The line between human thought and machine intelligence will blur, creating a hybrid form of cognition. Brain-to-brain communication. Early experiments suggest that direct brain-to-brain communication may one day be possible. Imagine transmitting ideas, emotions, or experiences without words, a new form of human connection that bypasses language entirely. Such advances could redefine relationships, collaboration, and even culture itself. Ethical questions. Enhancing the mind raises profound questions. If technology can alter memory, boost intelligence, or connect minds directly, what happens to identity, privacy, and autonomy? The future human may not only think differently, but may also face choices about how much of their mind remains their own. The mind enhanced is not simply about faster thinking or sharper memory. It represents a new frontier in human experience, a transformation as radical as any physical augmentation, and one that may ultimately redefine what it means to be conscious, creative, and connected. 5. Longevity and regeneration. For most of human history, aging was an unavoidable decline, a slow unraveling of the body's systems, accepted as a natural and irreversible process. But in the future, human may experience aging very differently. Advances in regenerative medicine, genetic engineering, and cellular repair are beginning to challenge the idea that growing old must mean growing weaker. Instead, longevity research is shifting the focus from simply extending life to extending healthy life. Regenerative medicine. Stem cell therapies are at the forefront of this transformation. These remarkable cells can develop into many different tissue types, offering the possibility of repairing organs, healing injuries, and restoring function once thought permanently lost. Early treatments are already helping patients regenerate damaged cartilage, repair heart tissue, and recover from neurological injuries. Organ regeneration and bioprinting. Scientists are developing techniques to grow replacement organs using a patient's own cells. Bioprinting, the use of 3D printers to create living tissue, may one day allow doctors to produce custom organs on demand. This could eliminate transplant waiting lists and reduce the risk of rejection, fundamentally changing how we treat organ failure. Genetic editing and age reversal. Tools like CRISPR have opened the door to precise genetic editing. While still in early stages, these technologies may eventually allow us to correct inherited conditions, slow cellular aging, or even reverse aspects of biological decline. Research into telomeres, the protective caps on our chromosomes, suggests that manipulating their length could influence how quickly our cells age. Metabolic and cellular repair. Longevity science is also exploring how to maintain the body's internal balance. Compounds that support mitochondrial function, reduce inflammation, or enhance cellular cleanup processes like autophagy may help keep the body youthful from the inside. Instead of treating age-related diseases individually, these approaches aim to strengthen the underlying systems that keep us healthy. A new vision of aging. The future human may not simply live longer, they may live better. A life where mobility, clarity, and vitality persist far beyond what previous generations considered possible. Aging may become a phase of life defined not by decline, but by sustained capability and renewed potential. Longevity and regeneration represent one of the most hopeful frontiers of human evolution. They suggest a future where the limits of the body are not fixed, but flexible, shaped by science, guided by compassion, and expanded by our desire to thrive. 6. The future human. A new evolutionary path. Human evolution has always been shaped by the forces of nature, climate, environment, chance, and time. But for the first time in history, we are becoming active participants in our own transformation. Technology is no longer something we simply use. It is becoming something we integrate, something that reshapes our biology, our abilities, and even our understanding of what it means to be human. Technology as a new evolutionary force. Where natural selection once guided our development over millennia, technological innovation now accelerates change within a single lifetime. Artificial joints, engineered organs, neural interfaces, and nanotechnology are not just tools. They are evolutionary catalysts. They allow us to overcome limitations that once defined the human condition, from failing eyesight to degenerative disease. The merging of biology and engineering. The future human may not be a separate species, but a continuum, a blending of organic and engineered systems, bones strengthened by advanced materials, organs supported by regenerative therapies, minds enhanced by cognitive technologies. This merging is subtle, often invisible, yet profoundly transformative. The body becomes adaptable, the mind becomes expandable, and the boundaries of human potential begin to shift. Multiple forms of humanity. As enhancements become more sophisticated, humanity may diversify into multiple forms. Some may choose purely biological paths supported by regenerative medicine. Others may embrace augmentation, integrating technology to enhance strength, cognition, or longevity. Still others may explore hybrid identities, blending biological and digital existence. The future human is not a single figure. It is a spectrum of possibilities. Redefining what it means to be human. These changes raise deep questions. If our bodies can be repaired indefinitely, what becomes of aging? If our minds can interface with machines, what becomes of thought? If technology becomes part of our identity, what becomes of the self? The answers will shape not only our future, but our understanding of humanity itself. A quiet revolution. The most remarkable truth is that this revolution is already underway. It is not loud or dramatic. It unfolds in hospital rooms, research labs, and the quiet resilience of people whose lives have been extended, restored, or transformed by technology. The future human is not a distant vision. It is emerging one enhancement, one breakthrough, one life at a time. 7. Quantum consciousness, the hidden architecture of the mind. For decades, the idea that consciousness might have a quantum component was dismissed as speculation, an intriguing thought experiment with no empirical grounding. But recent research is beginning to challenge that skepticism. Studies in neuroscience and quantum physics now suggest that the brain may interact with quantum fields, maintain coherence at macroscopic scales, and even harness quantum effects to generate conscious experience. These findings open a new frontier in understanding the future human, not just enhanced in body, but expanded in mind. The zero-point field and the brain. Recent work proposes that the brain may resonate with the zero-point field, ZPF, the quantum vacuum energy that permeates all of space. According to this model, cortical microcolumns in the brain interact with specific ZPF frequencies, creating synchronized activity patterns associated with conscious states. These patterns exhibit self-organized criticality, a delicate balance where the brain operates near a phase transition, a hallmark of complex, adaptive systems. This suggests that consciousness may arise not solely from electrochemical signals, but from the brain's ability to couple with the quantum fabric of reality itself. Macroscopic quantum effects in the brain. A 2025 hypothesis paper argues that the brain's glutamate-rich microcolumns can form coherence domains, regions where molecules vibrate in unison, protected by energy gaps that stabilize quantum states even in the warm, noisy environment of the brain. These coherence domains may regulate ion channels and neuronal firing, helping maintain the brain's critical balance. If correct, this means the brain is not merely a biological organ, it is a quantum electrodynamic system, thought as a quantum process. Another line of research suggests that consciousness may depend on quantum interactions within microtubules, tiny structural components inside neurons. A 2024 study found that drugs binding to microtubules delayed the onset of anesthesia, implying that anesthetics may disrupt consciousness by interfering with quantum processes inside these structures. This supports the idea that thought itself may involve quantum vibrations, not just classical neural firing. Entanglement and non-locality. Quantum entanglement, where two particles remain linked across any distance, has long fascinated physicists. Some theorists propose that similar entanglement-like processes may occur in the brain, helping synchronize distant neural circuits. While still speculative, this idea aligns with the observed mystery of how widely separated brain regions coordinate their firing with millisecond precision. If entanglement plays a role in cognition, then the mind may operate partly outside classical space-time constraints. Particle or wave? The dual nature of thought. Quantum systems exhibit wave-particle duality, behaving as particles in some contexts and waves in others. If consciousness emerges from quantum processes, then thought itself may have a dual nature. Particle-like when focused, discrete, and intentional. Wave-like when diffuse, intuitive, or associative. This duality could explain why intuition often feels instantaneous, holistic, and non-linear, more like a wave than a sequence of steps. Where this may lead. If quantum processes underpin consciousness, future humans may one day enhance cognition by stabilizing or amplifying quantum coherence. Interface directly with quantum computers. Use nanotechnology to support or repair quantum structures in the brain. Explore new forms of communication based on resonance rather than language. understand intuition, creativity, and awareness as quantum phenomena. This is not mysticism. It is a frontier where neuroscience and physics are beginning to converge. 8. Quantum technology and the future human. As our understanding of quantum physics deepens, the technologies emerging from this field are beginning to reshape the boundaries of what humans can perceive, compute, and achieve. Quantum mechanics is no longer confined to laboratories and theoretical debates. It is becoming a practical toolkit for the next stage of human evolution. From medicine to communication to cognition, quantum technologies promise capabilities that were once unimaginable. Quantum computing, a new cognitive partner. Quantum computers operate using qubits, units that can exist as both zero and one simultaneously. This allows them to process vast amounts of information in parallel, solving problems that would take classical computers centuries. For the future human, quantum computing may become an extension of thought itself, enabling breakthroughs in medicine, climate modeling, materials science, and artificial intelligence. Instead of replacing human intelligence, quantum systems may amplify it. Quantum sensors and medical diagnostics. Quantum sensors are capable of detecting changes at the smallest scales, magnetic fields, molecular vibrations, and even subtle shifts in biological processes. These sensors could revolutionize diagnostics by identifying diseases long before symptoms appear. Imagine wearable or implantable devices that monitor cellular activity in real time, alerting individuals to early signs of cancer, neurological disorders, or metabolic imbalances. Quantum sensing may become the next frontier of preventative medicine. Quantum communication and security. Quantum communication uses entanglement to transmit information with absolute security. Any attempt to intercept the message disrupts the quantum state, making eavesdropping impossible. For future humans, this could mean secure medical data, protected neural interface communication, and global networks that operate with unprecedented privacy and reliability. Quantum medicine and targeted therapies. Quantum biology, the study of quantum effects in living systems, is revealing new ways to influence biochemical processes. Future treatments may use quantum-tuned molecules to target specific cells, regulate protein folding, or correct molecular errors before they cascade into disease. This approach could complement nanotechnology, creating a multi-layered system of internal repair and optimization. Quantum consciousness and human potential. If consciousness does involve quantum processes, as some research suggests, then quantum technologies may one day interact directly with the mind. Devices that stabilize quantum coherence in neural structures could enhance clarity, creativity, or emotional regulation. Quantum-linked neural interfaces might allow instantaneous communication or shared cognitive states. These possibilities remain speculative, but they point toward a future where the mind itself becomes a frontier of exploration. Quantum technology represents more than a set of tools. It is a new way of understanding reality. As these technologies mature, they may redefine not only how we live, but who we are. 9. Closing reflection. The story of the future human is not a tale of distant centuries or speculative fantasies. It is a story unfolding quietly in the present moment, written in operating theaters, research labs, and the lives of ordinary people whose bodies and minds have been touched by technology. I count myself among them. The enhancements I carry, artificial joints, engineered lenses, a heart stent, and the scar-free precision of robotic surgery are reminders that evolution is no longer something that happens to us. it is something we participate in. Yet for all the extraordinary advances described in this article, the essence of humanity remains unchanged. We still love, hope, fear, create, and care for one another. Technology may extend our lives, sharpen our minds, or repair our bodies, but it doesn't replace the experiences that make life meaningful. Instead, it gives us more time, more clarity, and more opportunity to live fully. As we move into an age shaped by nanotechnology, quantum science, and cognitive enhancement, we face profound questions about identity, purpose, and the nature of consciousness itself. These questions are not obstacles, they are invitations. Invitations to explore who we are, who we might become, and how we can use our growing capabilities with wisdom and compassion. The future human is not a stranger waiting in the wings. The future human is already here, in every repaired joint, every restored heartbeat, every spark of insight, and every act of resilience. It is in the technologies that saved my life, and in the possibilities that lie ahead for generations to come. We are not witnessing the end of humanity. We are witnessing its next chapter.